Good Saturday morning, everybody. Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. Back for another episode of Saturday Morning.
Rise and shine.
It's rise and shine, man. What's going on? How y'all doing this morning? It's all good, huh? It's all good in the hood. But anyway, man, thanks for joining us. It's another weekend here in Houston, Texas, in South Texas. And, dude, played last night. Right. Yeah. And after the show, I get to hit the road and head to Dallas, Texas to play again tonight. So I'm doing my whole tribute thing this weekend and played with Santa Oscuridad last weekend. You know, so it's all good, man. But we're back. We're back for another episode. And Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, we've got, you know, some good music coming through and
New and old.
That's right. That's right. So we've got, you know, a lot of things going on in the music industry. We've got, you know, our little topics that we have decided to talk about this morning. And but, dude, let's get the party rolling. Let's get the party rolling. And let's start off with talk about old and new. Let's talk about old school right here. This is Rush with Time Stand Still. My skin get too thin. was Houston local band Stress Level Red with Take Another Bite. They actually just played with the Dangerous Toys.
Yeah, last week.
Last weekend as
we
well.
We missed so. It.
Yeah, we missed it. Just too much going on, man. You know, there's only so many places we could be at one time.
There was a lot of great live music, too.
Yeah, there was. There was. And there's a lot of great live music this weekend as well here in the city. But, dude, so Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And so I think it's interesting because Jack Russell, the singer from Great White.
Yes.
Right. You know, he was involved in that fire thing. 2003, I guess. Yeah. Somewhere yeah. in that early 2000s.
The nightclub fire.
Yep. So now he's putting out he's putting out a documentary about that from his perspective. Uh-huh. And it's not to point blame or shift blame or anything. It's just, you know, he was there, you know, at the end of the day, he says, you know, it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And I wish I could have gone back and canceled that show, yeah. you know, because when you, we've seen another documentary about that incident.
Yeah.
And you could tell how it affected him emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a big burden to carry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that it was his fault. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah. So, you know, I think hopefully this documentary that he's working on is therapy for him, is very therapeutic for him. Because I know his guitar player died in that.
Yeah.
One of his guitar players died in that as well.
And so, a lot of people died in that.
Yeah.
Like a lot 100, of, yeah, like I'm not
taking
away,
I'm not taking away from that. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, you know, from what I've seen and from what I've, you know, the stuff that I've read and things like that, you know, a lot of the blame was putting on Jack Russell, mm-hmm. right? And I don't know if you can do that, you know, just put it on one person. But, you know, somebody has to take the fall. I get it, right? But especially when that many people die and are injured, right? But, you know, so I just think it's interesting that he's actually going to put out his own documentary, or he's working with someone to put out a documentary about it that he's quote-unquote endorsing, and it's kind of from his... You know, it's more about his perspective, I think, is what from what it seems to me, you know. So, as far as what I'm reading here. But anyway, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, dude, let's keep the party rolling. Keep the party rolling. This is a request that you actually made at our wedding that he didn't play.
Oh, yeah.
This is Stryper with Soldiers Under Command.
Turn it up.
We'll be right back. And we're back, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. That was Houston's Misery with War, Hate, and Love. War, Hate, Love. And that's off of their latest release, Out of My Hands, off on Eonian Records. And that's the one that that we recently, when we had them on, that we talked with them about them releasing. I think they've said they got one more CD they got to release.
Of unreleased music.
Of unreleased music, yeah. Yeah. So.
And they have that video, too, that they did.
Yep, yeah. And oh, that's right. They had the video and when they were all young men and had a lot of hair.
They're still young men, but they don't have the long hair anymore.
That's right. They're responsible. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, but our friend Dana Strum from Slaughter has been in the news because they're working on a documentary as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that revolves around the band and things like that. But, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know, but, you know, when Vinnie Vincent left Kiss, right, he was the guitar player that played with Kiss after Ace Frehley left, right? I forget what he was. He had some kind of onyx kind of thing on his face, if you remember right.
Yeah.
But anyway, when Vinnie Vincent left Kiss, he started his own band, the Vinnie Vincent Invasion. Mm-hmm. Well, that band, the bass player was Dana Strum.
Oh, okay.
Mark Slaughter was a 20-year-old singer on that record. Right.
Oh wow.
And Bobby Rock from Houston was the drummer.
Oh.
You know, so he's playing with Lita Ford and doing some other stuff now. But anyway, that was the Vinnie Vincent Invasion, and then when that dissolved, Mark Slaughter and Dana Strum spun off and started Slaughter.
Yeah.
And that's when they got our local Houston native Blas Elias on drums, you know, and Mark Kelly on guitar, who tragically died in a car accident some years ago. But anyway, so they're working on their documentary, man.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be
go back to that day again, right?
Yeah.
You know, so.
How it all started.
That's right. All these years later. Yeah. You know, and the last time we played with Slaughter, I was talking to Mark Slaughter about, you know, their tenure in the industry. And he says, you know what, man? He goes, we're actually considered classic rock now.
Yeah.
We're like, what an honor.
Yeah, classic rock.
It's like, what is Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, dude, let's keep the party rolling, brother. Let's keep the party. Here's another song. You know, I didn't even realize I did this, but here's another song with Michael Sweet. This is called Miracle from Sweet and Lynch.
Show me what
And we're back.
And we're back. One of my favorite local Houston bands, The Scourge. Well, that was Death Draws Near. Dark. And I actually got to hang out with Andrew and the drummer, Andy, from The Scourge. Because the club that we played at is a place that they frequent. And Andy's actually the sound guy there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was telling him, I was like, dude, you know, we play The Scourge. My wife and I have a radio show. And we play The Scourge on our show all the time. And he was like, oh, I'll be damned. Really? I appreciate that. I didn't know that. What are you talking about? Uh-huh. So we talked about the show for a little bit and things like that. So, and then Andrew Atwood showed up, you know, at the gig and got to hang out with him after we played a little bit and just, you know, shoot the shit and, you know, have fun. He's a really great guy, really funny guy.
You were in their turf.
Yeah, I was. I was in their backyard. Yeah. I was in their backyard. But it was a good gig, man. You know, it was a good gig. I kind of made a joke because, you know, there was two or three bands before us, right? And we're going to play some Santa Scooty Thought here in a little bit. But there was like two or three bands before us, all younger guys, right? And we've all been there, right? All younger guys. And, dude, some of these guys is like, you know, they don't play very often. I don't want to say that. But, you know, they were just so excited to play that they brought all their gear. I mean, all their gear. Right? One guy had, you know, a half stack of guitar amplifiers on each side of the stage. Right? So, I mean, they brought all their shit.
Well, right? They were there to melt your face off.
they were there to jam, right? Yeah. And then we get up there. We, Santa Escuridad, get up there, you know. And we've got these little combo amplifiers, you know, these little compact things and pedal boards and things like that. And I kind of made a joke and I said, you always know who the old guys are because they can't carry a lot of gear anymore.
Yep. Your back hurts.
My back won't allow it. I want a big ass amplifier like that too. And I have one. I just can't carry it around anymore.
Yeah.
You know, or don't want to carry it around anymore.
Exactly. Right. And back then, you didn't have a little trolley to pull it on. Now you do, and you don't even do it.
Yeah, now I've got this little cart that I work with. Yeah. It's so funny. But you know what the crazy thing is? Larry was still just as loud as anybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the guitar player.
With all that gear up there.
He's the guitar player. He has to be loud.
It's like, oh, my God. They actually had him in my monitor. It's like, I don't even need him in my monitor. I could hear him perfectly clear.
Right next
from
to
way,
me.
Yeah, from way on the other side of the stage.
That's funny.
It was a lot of fun, though, man. There was a lot of great bands, a lot of great kids, you know, up and coming hard rock bands and things of that nature. So, but anyway, man, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, let's get back to some jamming, dude. Let's play a Time Machine from the Winery Dogs.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and close it. Dude, already at the end of the first hour.
Wow.
And we'll come back and wrap up the first hour and glide into the second hour, man.
Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. Resting in this hole I dug. And we're back, Ray and Sandra, Saturday morning zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And that was my Spanish metal band, Santa Oscuridad, with our latest single, La Cruz de la Dualidad. And I guess the dueling crosses, I guess.
Yeah.
And, but dude, so, you know, I actually recorded that song right here in our little apartment.
Yeah.
You know,
so you have the whole setup.
Yeah, I got the, that's how we do this whole thing and this whole radio show and things like that. But, anyway, Ray is sending a Saturday morning zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, but dude, this is the end of the first hour already. Can you believe it? Oh my God. Where's the time go?
Can you believe it's almost end of February? Leap year this year.
Yeah, leap year.
We get an extra day. Wow.
Yeah, we do.
Woohoo.
What are we going to do with it?
I don't know. It's in the middle of the week, so yeah, I got to work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very true.
And the rodeo's starting.
Yep. So, you know, big thing down here in South Texas, you know, the Houston Rodeo. So that's always a huge thing. And, you know, that concerts every night for the next 2 weeks and things like that. And, you know, a big carnival and stuff like that. And Sandra's actually volunteering and working that event. Today, while we go to, while I drive my ass to Dallas later to play tonight. So, but anyway, man, dude, let's jump back into some music. Let's close out the first hour, right? And glide into the second hour. But I want to close it out with some classic stuff, right? And,
well, play, like what kind of classic? Classic or classic?
Well, you know, so classic, classic 80s, right? Okay. You know, but it's the Scorpions.
Oh, okay.
Our favorite, one of our favorite bands that we're going to see in April, actually in Vegas again.
Yeah.
For your birthday. Yeah. You know, but it's a deeper cut.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's a deeper cut off the Blackout album.
Okay.
And then we'll play some Queensryche, and then we'll glide in the second hour, and we'll come back and just keep the party rolling, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right? Thanks for hanging. Ray and Sam, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. Let's rock.
Let's rock.
Tonight, remember making love.